Hello. If you're not familiar with me, my name is Eleanor White, and one of my listeners, I like Big Butts 1977, has put together a small set of questions for me to answer, mostly related to like my performing and my audios. I don't want to do this sort of thing too often because I don't want to suck people too deep into a parasocial relationship. I prefer to keep a level of distance between me and the people who listen to my audios. But I recently hit 500 followers on Reddit, so I thought it could be fun to do this sort of thing to celebrate. So, first question, what prompted your decision to get into recording erotic audios? I'd been listening to this sort of content for a long time. I first got into it through Carlin Audio. I would listen to his ASMR boyfriend foreplays as a sleep aid, because I have very bad insomnia. And then I found out that he also does not safe work stuff, and I was immediately drawn to the medium. Then through Carlin Audio, I discovered other creators like Madam Wigglesworth and Not Who Rose Thinks. And it was through Not Who Rose Thinks I discovered this subreddit since he used to post here. And I got really into it from listening to creators like Switchin' Bitch and the one and only Bell in the Woods. So by the time I actually decided to record something myself, I've been listening to this kind of content for I think about I think 3 years. I've been considering making my own stuff for a little while, but basically one night I just decided to record something completely on a whim. I picked a random script and I really enjoyed it. I found it really like creatively fulfilling as more of a creative outlet than anything else. Is erotic audio a secret hobby, or have you told people who know you in real life? I haven't told anyone, but that's more because I haven't had the opportunity to. Like, it's never come up in conversation, but there are friends of mine who I wouldn't mind telling. I would trust them enough to not tell people I wouldn't want to know. I guess it's kind of a secret hobby, but there are people I trust enough to tell because I know they'd probably find it cool. What is your recording process like? And do you have anything to get yourself in the right frame of mind first? So, usually to get myself in the right frame of mind, I spend a little bit of time before recording, listening to other creators who I really like, or who I want to influence my performance, and that really helps me get into character. Recently, I've been listening to a lot of Skitty Cat to get me in the zone, particularly if I'm going to be playing a submissive character, which is a lot of the time. I can sometimes find recording quite stressful. Usually, the raw audio file is just over twice as long as the final product because I flub lines quite often and I usually record every other line twice or sometimes just get stuck on a certain line, like I can't get it to sound right. Other than that, my recording process is pretty normal. I just sit down and talk for an hour, or longer than an hour usually. I usually record multiple audios in one sitting. I really like to stay ahead of my schedule. Have you had any embarrassing moments while recording an audio, like breaking wind or forgetting to press record? For the first audio I ever made, after the gig, at one point while recording, when I was about halfway through the script, I had to pause the recording to go get some water. And I came back and started talking, but I forgot to start recording. And I didn't realise until I'd completely run through the whole script. and I was devastated, but but luckily it only took about 20 minutes to re-record. Other than that, I've burped a couple times when recording, but that's about it. I do have a fear that I'm going to burp while recording and miss it while editing and listening back to it. So it's there in the audio that I put out. How much of the real you is present in the characters you play in your audios? I'm there and I'm not there, I think. On one hand, now that I'm mostly writing my own scripts, I'm going to be more inclined to write scripts about things that I like. So in that regard, there is a bit of me in my characters. I am naturally kind of a submissive person. It feels more natural for me to take on that role, without getting too personal. So I guess that kind of comes out in my audios, but at the end of the day, they are all still scripted. It's still a character. I think the most that the real me ever comes out in my audios is when I add movie references to my audios, like in movie night or date night. I'm a bit of a film nerd. Which other Gomwild audio creators would you most like to do a collab with? I think obviously if I had an opportunity to collab with the creators that got me into this in the first place, like Carlin Audio, Madam Wigglesworth, Not Who Rose Thinks, Switch and Bitch, or Bell in the Woods, that would be incredible. I loved collab with Skitty Cat, but I'm worried I would be completely overshadowed by her. She's a pro, she's amazing. This is actually something I have thought about quite a bit. I'd love to do collabs at some point, but I'd probably have to do what I've been doing with trans audios. So like just testing the waters before I try anything big. If there are any performers who are listening to this and want to collab, feel free to send me a DM. I can't promise anything, but I'm definitely open to it. When did you first realise that you have a voice that other people find sexy? I still find it weird that people find my voice sexy because I don't really. Well, sometimes I do. It wasn't so much that I realised that people find my voice sexy. I don't really like my voice. Whenever I'd mention to my friends, they'd act confused and eventually clicked that not only do my friends find my voice not annoying, they actually find it really soothing and nice. I didn't realise that people could find my voice sexy until I posted my first audio and it received surprisingly positive feedback. Do you like the sound of your own voice, and have you ever been turned on while listening to one of your audios? No and no. I generally don't like the sound of my voice. To me it sounds weird, I have been bullied when I was younger because of my voice, so I think that's where a bit of that comes from. I've definitely grown to like my voice more through posting to Gomwild Audio, like getting to understand what I can do with my voice and knowing that I can have this effect on people. Not just like making people around, but also making people feel secure and immersing them in the scenario I create. I find it kind of validating. And I've grown to like my voice more because of it. I haven't actually received any negative comments on my audios. Though I know when I eventually do, it's going to destroy me. I don't get turned on when listening to my audios because, for one, it's my voice, so it feels a little weird. But also, to me, I view this more as a creative outlet. So when I listen back to my own audios, I can't really get in the mood. I'm a huge perfectionist, and I just be criticizing myself in my head, like thinking of stuff I should improve on. And that's not sexy. How do you feel knowing that the men and women listening to audios sexually aroused by your voice? I'm kind of in two minds about it. On one hand, I think that it would be absurd for me to be annoyed at people being aroused by my audios. Or people telling me that they were aroused by my audios, because that's the point. I'm amazed that I can have this effect on people. On the other hand, I've received messages from people who make it very clear that they think they're messaging the character I play in the audio. Like, sometimes if I make a DDLG audio, I'll get messages from people who refer to themselves as daddy. And I get some creators on the site, that's kind of what they want. They want that kind of roleplay, and I definitely don't want to yuck anyone's yum. Also, these are very rare. Most messages I get are very sweet and respectful. I also get that it's kind of difficult for people not to form a parasocial connection to me, especially given the nature of the medium. My point is, me posting audios is not an invitation for you to try and get to know me, or to, like, open up an unprompted roleplay. And I do sometimes worry that people who listen to my audios and really get into it maybe don't realise that. I don't want people to listen to my audios and get the wrong idea. I want people to be aroused by my audios, but I don't want people to take that as an invitation. You have a knack for making even innocent words sound naughty. Does it come naturally, or did it take practice? This is a weird question, and it's taken me a while to figure out how to answer it, because, like, this is just my voice. I might change my voice slightly to sound cuter or dominant, but I'm just talking. And I get some comments sometimes like this saying, oh, you have a knack for doing this. And it's never something that I've done intentionally. I don't try to make innocent words sound naughty. The only thing like this is, I like that because of my accent, there's this kind of contrast between the perceived elegance of my voice and the lewd things I say. But again, that's not something I've tried to do, it's just something I've played into. But at the end of the day, it's still my voice. So whenever I get comments like, oh, you do this unique thing, it's completely accidental. And I think that's it. Since I'm recording this, I'd like to say thank you for 500 followers. I don't really know if people place value in Reddit followers, but it feels really big for me. I'm really touched by all the positive feedback on my audios. It's a difficult feeling to describe, but I'm very happy, so thank you. So thank you to I Like Big Butts 1977 for putting together these questions. They were a lot of fun to go through, so thank you.